It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And I've already been warned, this year, everybody in studio is currently on the naughty list.
Oh,
how do you know? Well,
except for me.
Well, of course not.
I did what I had to do myself on the nice list. So you're welcome, because without that sacrifice, we might not be doing today's holiday edition of Care or Don't Care.
Yay!
Thanks, Jeff.
I feel like you're naughty to get on the nice list.
Oh, Shana's texting me right now.
Yeah, there it is.
Don't worry, I'll be there by one. All right, let's just get into it with your first headline.
Okay.
The end of the year list that just made me go tombstone emoji, splash emoji, asparagus emoji, talking hand emoji.
What? I'm confused.
Care or don't care?
I want to talk to the asparagus.
I care for an explanation.
Yeah, I care.
Well, this year's list of the most popular emojis just came out.
Oh, there we go.
And one emoji in particular is pulled away from the pack. Any guesses?
It's skull.
Skull? No.
I'm going to go heart. I think the world loves love.
Once again, the crying laughing emoji was number one this year.
Yeah, I use that all the time.
Or the face with tears of joy, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. It's 5 straight years that it's been number one now.
Because my mom finally figured out how to use it right.
That's right. She thought it was actual crying.
Yeah, like you don't send that after someone's dog died.
Yeah.
Well, that emoji alone has accounted for 5% of all emojis that we ever send.
Really? That's crazy.
So apparently we're really funny in text form.
Yeah.
The whole world.
And the only other one that even came close was the red heart emoji.
I heart all the time.
I use a heart emoji constantly.
After that, it's a pretty steep drop off to thumbs up, but
the thumbs up is so versatile because it could just be okay, have a good day, or it could be super like
passive.
Oh yeah, everything's fine. Thumbs up, you're like whoa, it's like rude or nice.
Yeah. Then way down is the praying hands emoji.
I got those, which I always thought was like a high five for a long time.
I think it was originally,
but now I realize it's praying hands.
Oh.
Once again, though, the least used emoji this year were the flags.
Of course.
There's 258 different ones, so they represent the largest subcategory of emoji, but literally no one uses them.
Wow.
Because nobody knows what flag stands for what country. Like, you don't want to accidentally send the wrong one.
No, they look too similar. I meant France. Damn it.
Let's go to your next headline. The most hilarious reason all year a substitute teacher got canned. Care or don't care?
This is good.
I think we all know the one go-to activity for a substitute teacher is to just throw on a movie with like no educational value whatsoever.
Absolutely.
Why are we watching Air Bud?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I like it. But
teamwork.
Love that the substitute teacher's in.
Always.
But then, you know, you try something out of the box one time.
Don't do it.
And the internet roasts you for it.
Here we go.
It sounds unfair to me, but a substitute teacher in Texas is going viral today after he showed up to a high school in Austin with a karaoke machine.
Dude, that's awesome.
And
he
started class by turning it on and singing the Britney Spears song Toxic from behind his desk while all the kids sit quietly and listen.
Were you substitute teaching, Jeff?
It wasn't me this time, I promise. One of the students caught this on camera, so here's the audio.
Oh, yay.
You're toxic, I'm sipping under
it would have been awesome if it was like a biochem class or something and they were going
toxic.
Over toxic.
Maybe the best part is that the karaoke machine has a little disco ball on it.
Yeah,
and there's colorful lights that are spinning and shooting all over the room while this is happening.
So funny.
He's living his best life. He's just trying to get kids excited.
That wouldn't work on me either.
Apparently, after he finished, there were already complaints from all the other teachers who could hear him through the walls of the other room.
Yeah.
He was really disruptive.
They're like,
so,
Mark, this is toxic.
Yeah.
Okay, you can stop.
The vice principal relieved him of his duties and asked him to go home.
That's too bad.
But the school district confirmed he did pick up another job at a different high school. This time performing a Lady Gaga song.
In the shallow,
listen quietly, kids. No clapping. This is my moment. Let's see if you guys care about this one. Funny money needs a care. Funny money with great hair. Care or don't care?
I kind of care.
It's just too weird.
Last year we found out Will Ferrell turned down a whopping $29 million offer to do a sequel to Elf.
Yes.
Remember that? But George Clooney can do him one better. Because he recently turned down $35 million for a single day's work.
What?
No
what?
Way. Okay, hold
Wait,
on.
Wait, he was only going to work one day.
A day?
And get paid $35 million. And he said no.
Said no because it was for an airline commercial. And he had ethical reasons to think twice. Oh. George said, quote, "It was associated with a country that, although is an ally, makes questionable decisions at times. So I thought, well, if it takes a minute sleep away from me, it's not worth it."
He's like, "I would not like to do ISIS air.
Yeah.
I don't think it's responsible."
Oh my God, but that's rich people epic.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a humble brag.
Totally. Yeah.
Just turning down 35 mil just because, you know what? It didn't feel right.
Yeah, icky.
Yeah.
It was just like when Brooke turned down that $5 cameo the other day because she thought the guy's ears were kind of big.
Like, that's not true.
I don't feel good about this. Finally, Jeff's holiday joke of the day.
Oh,
care, don't care.
Care.
What did one snowman say to the other?
What?
Hey, do you smell carrots?
What?
It's so dumb.
Wait,
but that was the joke. I was waiting for the punchline.
That's it. That was it.
That's really good.
I'm gonna let my kids repeat that.
I'm not even proud of that one. I'm ashamed. That's Care, Don't Care. Phone Tap's coming up next.